The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, I'm just back from the Serengeti, and one thing you notice there for sure is that elephants are tough on trees. Basically serving as nature's bulldozers, elephants can literally eat an entire tree. But some trees have protection from their small but mighty friends called ants. How can a teeny ant scare off a mighty elephant? Well, while the outside of an elephant's trunk is very tough, the inside of the trunk is very sensitive and full of nerve endings. And even an elephant can't stand a snout full of ants. A tree called the whistling thorn acacia has a cozy relationship with ants, which live on its branches full time. The ants protect the tree in exchange for both housing that the tree produces in the form of bulbous hollow thorns, as well as food in the form of a sugary nectar that's secreted at the base of the leaves. Giraffes, gazelles, and other savanna mammals seem to be oblivious to the ant swarms, a phenomenon that has everything to do with the length of an animal's nose. Giraffes have a relatively short nose and very long tongues, so when the ants begin to swarm toward the giraffe's nose, it uses its long, tough tongue to swipe them away before being bitten.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.